going to go ahead and get us started for our afternoon presentations. And for our lunch speaker, we have today Mr. John Scott. He is the Chief of School Safety and Security for the TEA and has worked as an Assistant Special Agent in Charge for the U.S. Secret Service in the Dallas and Northern District. And Mr. Scott is here today to talk to us about school safety and security. Welcome, John Scott.
Yeah, there should be.
I just want an intro and I can grab it up.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is John Scott, and I'm the Chief of School Safety and Security. I was appointed about 16, 18 months ago in October of 2022. So today I'm here to talk to you about, after the 88th legislative session, what our office is being, how our office is being built and constructed to hopefully make everybody aware and help everybody with clarification. So again, it was actually HB 3 that established us. Section 14, we were very fortunate that that law dictates that our office be constructed and consist of individuals of substantial expertise in school safety and security. And we're here to help schools elevate their security posture and for the monitoring. In addition to that, there's another section about the establishment of the school safety review teams. That's a kind of a fancy way of saying the IDA, the intrusion detection audits, as we all know. Our mission statement, is we're here to help schools. We're here to help schools increase their security posture through technical expertise and through guidance on the ground. We provide on-site technical assistance for schools and ESCs. You know, what does this mean? This means that we have folks, security experts, that actually go out to schools. When I first arrived at TEA, I did what we dubbed the listening and learning tour, because as every state agency, you have to have a name for everything, right? So we kind of named it. We did that because, you know, I refused to come in and be the person that knew best for everybody else. So what we did is I went and I visited every single ESC in the state and many, many school districts within the state and listened to where we could help. How could we help schools increase their security posture but not get in the way? So, and with that, during those presentations, everybody told me I was crazy, but I did give every single superintendent in the state my cell phone number. Everybody said, man, you are crazy. But I did that, and today I talk regularly to superintendents, probably average of two or three a day. My calls have gone down, luckily, because we have the folks in the field. And when a superintendent, particularly from small districts, have questions about security, their fencing or doors or something like that, they give us a call. And we don't just talk to them on the phone. We actually send people out to their schools to help them and give them on-site help. And when they do call, and if one of you guys call me, I've given kind of three pledges that we have. Is number one, we will answer the phone, or we'll call you right back. Number two, we'll give you a straight answer. And number three, if the answer is no, that doesn't work, it's immediately followed with, but this is how we get there. And I think my experience working with superintendents with that in mind, that technical assistance, on-site technical assistance, is really valued, and we're going a long way there. In addition, what we'll be helping schools and education service centers do is conduct tabletop exercises. I know that many of you have probably been to a tabletop exercise, and you know there has to be a sacrificial lamb, a school district that will kind of put themselves out there and host it with an ESC. But typically what you see in the tabletop exercises is people feverishly writing in the background. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a big school, small school, nobody has thought of everything. And when you hear that, what other people, their preparation, what they've done in other school districts, it's really helpful. You know, example of this might be, you know, what are you going to do with the three pallets of water that is going to show up? Where are you going to put that? You know, how do you, you know, separate you know, your law enforcement, from medical help, from your reunification, how do you do all that? That's what we're here to help schools do.